Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
Well, if it isn't the sweet, sweet sound of the Tradio theme music. Joe, thanks for joining me this morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. Thanks. It's fine to be here. Yeah, my work day started.
Yes, you're on the clock now.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
that theme music, you know, that's...
It really gets me excited.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. it definitely people know what's happening when
I know.
I
must say I feel a little clownish. But
yeah, circus is in town.
Yeah, the circus is in town. And we have microphones, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have a caller on line one. Let's jump into that. You're on the air.
Good morning, guys. It's Joyce.
Hey, Joyce.
Hi. I'm calling for the Sons of Bingo this Friday. We will not have bingo on the 15th, and we will not have bingo on the 22nd, but bingo will resume at the Suns on the 29th of May. Doors open at 5:30, and bingo starts at 6:30.
Wow, 2 weeks in a row.
So yeah, what's this week's Little Nori? What's next weekend? That's going on.
There's an event going on upstairs and downstairs.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
Maybe.
So, okay.
Don't know what to do with myself on Friday night.
Well, take a break. But yeah, so the 29th is the next bingo.
Right. Friday night, going to the museum open house and the art loft open house.
Okay.
So those are my two events for the Little Norway right now.
See, you got, yes, you'll be busy. No, you won't miss bingo.
Really? Okay, right. On my way to bingo size. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Joyce.
Bye, Joyce. All right. And we have another caller on line two. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, that's you.
Oh, hi. This is Jeb Morrow calling out here in Sandpoint. And I'm calling as a PSA for my Black Cod Tips booth.
Oh, yes.
The Little Norway Festival.
Yeah. Oh, Julie got excited.
Oh, yeah. That's what he said. Yeah, the booth is back. Yeah, no, that's,
oh
yeah,
God,
glad to hear it.
So
that's a hit, I think. You're busy there, I know that.
So it's not going to happen. I'm just kidding.
You got Julie and I all fired up, and all of a sudden, yeah, don't say that. She'll come through the phone and get you.
One third true. So my flight was canceled out of here Monday and just completely rewired the whole situation. So I am, God willing, leaving here this afternoon and then Anchorage and then Red Eye down and then Seattle at 1 a.m., 7 a.m., leaving there and then getting as far as Wrangell. Wow. And so I can't fly into Petersburg, but I'm flying into Wrangell and... So on that, I will miss Thursday, but I should be up and running Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
In front of Ericsson's insurance there.
You were on the other side of the street last year, weren't you?
Okay, Joe.
Correct.
I knew where you were because I had found that place. Yeah. Yeah, no, so you're up closer into Midtown now.
to make it easier, yeah, I'll just put it out there. We'll be in front of Ericsson's, and then we'll have a sign. We're getting a little more professional.
Okay.
Also, I'll be looking. So the soonest that I can catch a ride from Wrangell to Petersburg on the scheduled muddy waters on the commercial routes are at 3 and 4 p.m., and I'll be looking to get over a little sooner if anybody knows somebody that's coming over after the morning flight lands, you know, from about anywhere between 10 and 3 o'clock. And I've got $60 on hand. I'm happy to hand it over. I have a ride from Banana Point to town. But if anybody's got info on a boat that might have an extra spot that's going to Banana Point from Wrangell from 10 a.m. on before the Muddy Waters afternoon schedules out, I'd love to hear from you. My number is 907-650-7321.
So it's on, I'm looking at the calendar, I'm moving around. So it's on the 14th Thursday you're looking for that ride?
Roger, tomorrow, yes.
Oh, tomorrow is Thursday. Oh, yeah. Okay. From 10.
It's coming up.
Yeah, so from 10 till, till 3 till that Muddy Waters would leave, so you're like trying to get over. So, yeah, we'll put that out there, see if anybody's, because there are always people jetting back and forth those 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd assume it'd be pretty busy. I'll be down there with my thumb out down, as soon as I land on the plane. But
after that grueling plane ride.
Yeah, sooner. Yeah, well, it's 100% impossible. The only way I'll land there tomorrow is if we fly over Wrangell because of because we can't get in for some reason. So you hate to hope for that, but
hey, we had enough of that this winter.
Yes.
Yeah. But okay. But yeah, so the sooner I get back there, the sooner I can start setting up for Friday, Saturday, but we'll not be there on Thursday. We'll not set up on Thursday.
Okay. Well, good luck, Jim.
So, all right.
Safe travels.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye. All right.
Well.
Wow.
So, Little Norway. Have you hit one yet?
You know, I've been to one Little Norway. And what I remember so vividly about it a year ago, it wasn't a year, sorry, it was like 4 or 5 years ago,
was
I went to the herring toss, and I was like, this is ridiculous. I'm like three people deep watching these kids throw herring at each other. It looks like there's a great spot over there. And I go and I stand over there, and it's like, why is no one standing here? And I realized I was in the splash zone, which is why it was empty, you know, getting these old herring thrown at you.
Yeah.
You know, it's all fun and games until someone slips up.
Yeah, until somebody gets a herring in the eye.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it's a pretty fun event. I know everybody has a blast with them.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the kids handling those little herring, you know, the teens or whatever that think it's cool hanging on that slimy little fish.
Well, maybe you and I should do it.
Yeah, no, I'm more for the 4th of July egg toss. That's where we go there.
Oh, that's your thing. Yeah. Well, there's a ton of events going on. Oh. It's almost beyond our remit to look at them. I mean, there's so many.
Is the schedule posted on the KFSK website?
That is a great thing.
I will do that today.
It is posted on the Chamber website.
Yeah.
So if you open up the Chamber website and then click events, and it's like the first thing that comes up.
Yeah.
So there's quite a few things but I think one of the first things that's happening today is the Fishing Vessel Symphony's 80th birthday.
Oh, yeah. That's huge.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing that. So that's on the dock below the Harbor Master's office starting at 11 today.
An old, well-kept wooden boat.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, still looks pretty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they took care of it. And all the owners over the years, the Matissons, and from beyond that. So.
Oh, and I actually do have a text that it is on our website, the schedule.
Okay, it is.
So you can find it on kfsk.org.
Okay. So, yeah, if you're looking for the schedule for what you want to do, what you want to be, it's going to be a busy weekend. Hopefully the weather will be moderate.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be nice if it was like yesterday.
Yeah. Well, we have three callers on the line.
Well,
so clearly,
we're talking.
I know, it's true. Okay, caller on line one, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks.
Oh, John.
It's nice to know there's something older than me around.
Yeah, it's called dirt.
Yeah, dirt, right.
How are
anyway,
you?
I still have those Yupik and Tlingit dolls that I'd like to sell, and I'm just open to offers for any of them. I'd like to get rid of them before we move because they're too fragile to take with us.
Yeah.
And my number is 907-772-3677.
And if I remember right, without looking back, you have three of them, correct?
Oh, I've got about a dozen.
Oh, you got more? Oh, okay. Okay, you got several. Okay, and make offers on them. Okay. They don't have to buy all of them. They can buy their favorites, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
That's what's been happening so far.
Oh, kind of. Okay. Well, good. Hopefully you get rid of them. Hey. Somebody can carry on those. And
yeah, keep... they're all handmade by natives, and they're
sure.
just beautiful. But,
I bet.
And they're about 50 years old. That's not even as old as me. But
oh,
still.
I thought that was. I thought you got them when you were a child then, so that's...
Huh. Oh, I did. Yeah, I was only a toddler.
Yeah, a toddler in your 30s.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See you. Thanks, John.
Take care.
Bye. All right. Well, we have another caller on line 2. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Deb Hurley.
Hi, Deb.
How are you?
Hi, Deb. Good.
Yeah, so I'm going to talk about next weekend on the 23rd of May. We're going to have our plant share. And if you have any too many plants at your house and you'd like to share them with the community, that would be great. You can come to the Salty Pantry Keto's Cave parking lot from 11 to 1, Saturday the 23rd, which is also a very big weekend because it is Memorial Day weekend. And we would like to see everybody come. You don't have to bring anything to share, but usually there's enough stuff to take away. And we would like to see potato starch, perennials, houseplants, rhubarb, vegetable starch. We have raspberry bushes. Anything that you think other people might like to plant in their garden, since it's finally getting warm enough to plant in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do come, you should bring your own tray or back box or some kind of tote to take away your treasures with you. Okay?
Right. Yeah, so that's the Memorial Day. We get Memorial Day is early this year.
Yeah, it's the earliest it can be. But,
yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's always fun, people getting their plants in order.
Yeah, always good to adopt a plant.
Right.
Yes, adopt a plant. Hey, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Deb.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, talk to you later.
Okay, bye, Deb. All right, and we still have two more callers on the line. Caller on line 3, you're on the air.
Well, good morning. David Berg calling from Rotary.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, good morning. Got our Rotary Salmon Bake coming up on Sunday, starting at noon. On Sunday and running till about 3 o'clock. We'll have salmon and black cod and all the trimmings. Tickets are available at petersburgrotary.org, and you can go on there and buy tickets in advance. They're $38 for a plate, and they that'll avoid or have a special line for ticket holders. To be able to come right up and start to pick your plate.
Huh. Nice.
So there'll be some entertainment out there, I'm sure. Be picking winners from the Norway contest. I've noticed some others that are going to be some other winners are going to be announced out there on Sunday. So lots of stuff happening there. Also on the Petersburg Rotary website, we do have tickets available for our annual 4th of July duck race. Tickets are $10 for that. You can buy a ticket in advance and right online there with a credit card, and we can send you tickets, send you a message with your ticket numbers and such. That race will be on the 4th of July down Excel Street there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the exciting news from Rotary this week.
Boy, and I'm excited.
He's drooling. He's actually salivating.
And I noticed, Dave, I'm just not going to correct you, you know, on the air, but I'm going to correct you on the air. You started off the statement for saying Rotary Salmon Bake. I thought it was Salmon Fish Bake.
Oh, the Seafood Barbecue.
Seafood Barbecue, okay. No, yeah. Just saying. We went through this last week.
Yeah, right. Thanks for correcting me.
No. It's always a good one, boy. It's the open fire there. That fish is just delicious usually when it comes in. You have all the old you know, veterans cooking, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we sure do. With some new veterans, too.
Yeah, well, you got to train some new guys because the old veterans aren't going to be there baking it. You know, they're going to get kind of long in the tooth. They're not going to bake forever.
Yeah, that's right. They're going to be sitting in the seating area.
Sure. All right. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I wanted to mention I appreciated the way you started your show today with Pink Floyd.
Oh.
One of my favorite albums.
Yeah, favorite can't album go wrong.
The story about Claire Torrey, who did the vocals on that cut, is a very interesting one. She basically didn't get credit for almost 50 years, I think. 40 years, I guess. And she only just recently got her name on the album because of that. They called her in as a session musician to fill in, and she came up with that vocal. And I think they paid her like $25 or $50.
Hey,
that's all she got.
Great injustice there. Well, thanks, Dave.
Yeah, you bet. Sure, you bet. Take care.
Later. Bye.
All right. And we have another caller on line 4. You're on the air.
First time I've ever been a line 4.
Yeah, deep bench today.
I didn't know
today.
There was a line 4.
We go all the way up to 6, folks.
Whoa.
Julie wasn't sure if there was a 4, but I'm a 4.
Okay.
Anyway, this is Sally calling from the Suns. I'm in the kitchen blanching 80 pieces of asparagus for the ham sandwiches on Saturday morning.
Wow.
For this part of the Smurbred operation. Anyway, I'm still looking for some people to help with prep on Thursday night and Friday night. So if anybody's interested in coming and helping fringe lettuce or cook halibut or, you know, the other things I do all the time. And I'd like a little help this year because I kind of got hurt on Monday. I hurt my hip. I'm not walking too well.
Oh, sorry.
And a little help would be wonderful after the pageant and after the few other things that are going on, the art shows, and people can come down and donate an hour of time. That'd be fabulous. And I'll be there probably till about 10. So, you know, if you got a little bit of time, you want to come and play in the lettuce.
Uh-huh. 10 at night.
See what we're up to. Come and visit. Tell us some jokes. Keep us going.
Okay.
That'd be great. Yeah, it's at night.
That is past Saturday Joe's bedtime.
How do you stay?
Everything has to be red.
How do you stay up till 10?
Say what?
How do you stay up till 10?
I'll be there till at least 10.
Whew.
I'll be there till probably midnight cleaning, but and then I'll be back again at 5 in the morning.
Wow.
Actually, I can't remember the last time I've seen midnight. But anyhow, I hope you get some help. Yep, because it's always good. Give me that name of what you call those sandwiches again.
Smurbred.
Smurbred.
Remember, buttered
bread. Buttered bread. That's okay. Yeah. Got it.
There you
go. Remember that from last week. Thanks, Sally. Thursday and Friday night
and
after the pageant.
Varieties.
The pageant's Thursday, right?
After everything that's going on.
Okay.
Yep. And then Thursday's also Polly Kieneman's art show at Bloomsterhouse.
Mm-hmm.
She's got fabulous, a lot of Rosemont pieces, so it should be really fun to see what she's been up to all winter.
Right on. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Sally.
Hey, well, you have a happy soot in the mai. And by the way, there are no little parade flags. So if you have some around your house, bring them and share them and make the parade really full of Norwegian flags just for the day.
Wow.
During the parade when the ambassador is here riding in the Viking ship. She requested that specifically.
Wow. At the helm, I hope.
That'll be neat.
She's probably going to have to share it with a Valkyrie or a Viking, but I bet she'll be up there.
Right on. and the ship didn't come in with all the little flags. That's terrible because they're everywhere usually on Little Norway.
Well, we usually pass out 150 of them from the Suns, but there were none this year. Apparently the producers have quit making them that she normally gets them from, and went on Amazon to look, and they were $2.98 each.
Oof.
Where we used to pay like 85 cents.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you dig them out, we've passed out thousands of them, so there's got to be a few around.
Oh, every time they come home from Little Norway, they probably stick them in a dresser drawer or something.
And the colors aren't that complicated. You could paint your own.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Get on it.
Well, yeah, we've requested the kids that are riding in the Viking ship to make their own.
Mm-hmm.
And stick them on a straw, you know.
Right.
They've done that before at the school, so... Anyway, we just want to put our best foot forward and shine, shine, shine like we do every year at Soot in the Mai.
Right on.
All right. Thanks, Sally.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Well, folks, we're still running Tradio. If something is just coming to mind that you have to buy, sell, or trade, or an event coming up, you can still catch us. Our number is 907-772-3808. And, Joe, before we jump into any kind of rundown, I have one thing that I feel like I should say. It's that the Coast Guard personnel are in town until the 15th.
Dockside exams?
Dockside exams.
Perfect. Get them done.
Get them done. They're free.
Yep.
And you can sign up at the Harbor Master's office.
Yeah.
And there's a checklist online, which is www.fishsafewest.info, so that you can be prepared for it.
So you've got a cheat sheet, so there's no reason to fail the test. You follow your cheat sheet and then go to your test.
Exactly.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Yeah, that's good. It's always good to get all the safety checks, check your flares.
And this is a nice time of year to do it before the summer starts and you're about to get out in the water. Well, summer is skating there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's all you got to look at it. You know, people, you always have your flares. You know you're safe, but you never use them, so you have a hard time. You really got to check them every year to see when their expiration is.
And look for those old ones. I'm curious when the next flare-off is.
Flare-off is?
Yeah. I'd like to see that, actually. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen one. No.
It's quite a bit because they get a lot of stuff, you know, because there's expired
lot of
flares out there.
And you can't just, like, throw them away.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So, cool.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, how about we do a slow rundown and then... It sounds like maybe we'll get another caller. We'll see, and they'll jump in.
Well, I'm going to start off with this note here that I had that from the beginning, and it's it's somebody called in or came before. There's a small lap dog and a gray and white cat that need a stable home because the owner is moving into the manor. The manor, because of a wheelchair, prefer to relocate them both together as they've been together in the same owner, but will separate if need be. The cat is a good mouser, so if you got a place where you need mouses, and the dog is good on the leash. All current shots up. If you can adopt this, please call 907-772-4443 and leave a message for Sandy.
Okay. Hey, and we have a caller on line one. You're on the air.
Hi. Hey, this is Bridget Whitstock calling about Coffee Hoo. So I hope I'm not being redundant here, but... just a call out to all of our members to remember to bring a little tray of cookies to share for the Coffee Hoo celebration. You can drop those off at the hall Friday night or Saturday morning before 9:30 a.m. And it would be great. We always have a great spread there, so it's all thanks to our members.
Right.
All right, Joe, thank you.
Yes, sir, yes. So they can come and drop off their cookies and then help Sally make sandwiches.
That's
well,
double. Bring your cookies.
Yes, bring your cookies.
With you, help Sally make sandwiches. That's it. Yeah, exactly. Then go home, put your feet up for a few hours, and then come back and enjoy.
Right on.
All right.
All right, thanks, Bridget.
All right, thank you, Joe. Okay,
yep, bye.
Bye. Okay, and we have another caller on line two. You are on the air.
Good morning. Happy May 5th.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello?
Did you cut her off?
No.
You there? Uh-oh.
Well, hopefully they'll call back in a second. We'd like to hear...
Did the line drop?
No, line was still there. So hopefully we'll get another call from them.
Okay. It was Heidi.
I'm
guessing. That's voice recognition.
I'm not a betting man, Joe.
Okay. I'm not betting either. I'm just saying, I think.
Okay.
Okay, let's want to finish with this until we get the call back?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, Joyce called. There is no bingo this weekend, this Friday, or next Friday, as there's events at the Sun. Well, of course, we got the Little Norway here this weekend, and then next weekend there's something else going on there. So bingo will resume on the 29th. So that's the earliest you can play bingo. Jeb called from Sand Point. He is coming with his black cod tip booth.
Oh, man. I saw Julie's eyes go wide.
Well, they're just really good. And, so anyway, he is coming. He's setting up. He's kind of having some flight problems there. So the furthest he can get is Wrangell after some flight problems. And he was wondering if anybody's coming over from Wrangell on Thursday.
Tomorrow.
That is tomorrow, yes. He's got a ride on the charter there after 3, but he'd like to get over here sooner. So if there's anybody coming there from Wrangell to Petersburg or know somebody that he can jump on after the jet gets there, he'd be more than happy to pay for a ride So he's coming, but he'll be there from 10 to 3 if anybody's available on Thursday. If you are, you can give him a call at 907-650-7321. John called, and he still has some of his Yupik and Tlingit dolls for sale. Make an offer. He wants to sell them. He doesn't want to. They're fragile, so he doesn't really want to transport them when he moves. So if you're interested, call John. You can go look at them, or he can send you a picture and make an offer on them. 907-772-3677. Deb Hurley called, and on the 23rd, they're going to have the salt. The salty pan. It's in the Salty Pantry parking lot. They're going to have a plant share, which is always great if you got extras of some plants and looking for some other plants. It's a great place to swap some plants out there and keep your gardens and your window boxes full of plants. And it's from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock on the 23rd. Bring your own tray to carry away your plants with, please. Dave called. The Rotary Salmon Bake is on from 12 to 3 this Sunday. Did I say salmon bake?
You did say salmon bake.
Seafood barbecue, and the reason that is because there's black cod, there's salmon, there's halibut. It's a seafood feast, and with all the sides, they have salads and that stuff. Tickets are $38, and you can buy them at PetersburgRotary.org. And also, if you're on the .org, you might as well grab your duck tickets for the 4th of July, too, because they're on sale there. And those are...
Am I mistaken? Is that like a rubber ducky race?
Yes.
Okay.
And
they go down Hammer's Slough.
No, they used to go down Hammer's Slough.
Oh.
They've changed that because the people are going over the Hammer's Slough and they were getting stuck in the rocks and everything. Now they... Down on the Fram Street... No, not Fram. Excel Street. Right. Yeah. The one that goes down by... Hammer and Weekon and the flower shop, it stops there at the corner. They wind fire hose down the road.
Oh.
And then they run heats, and then they drop them at the top of the hill, and then they got the fire hose running water down.
Oh, is that what it is? I was like, they have wheels? No.
No, they're floating on the water that's running from the top, and then they have heats, and then at the end of the heats, they got a runoff. So anyway, that's the duck race.
Okay. I'm glad I know.
Yeah. So they used to go down Hammer Slough, so that's the old days. But this is more spectator friendly.
Yes.
Because you can stay right downtown and watch the races. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, so that's up. And Sally called the Sons of Norway. She's looking for some help Thursday night and Friday night to help get the sandwiches for the coffee who's prepped. If you can help, please go there after the pageant or after the events of the day and help her out even for an hour. It would help a lot. And she's also saying that there was a shortage of those little hand-waving Norwegian flags that everybody has at the parades and stuff. So dig into your drawers and your closets and whatever, because there's thousands of them out there, we know, and bring them to the parade and show your Norwegian flag. And Bridget called about the cafe who's also the cookie drop-off is Friday night or Saturday morning before 10. And so, like I said, drop off your cookies and help Sally make sandwiches.
Yeah.
Double dipping. Gotta love it. That's all I've had there. So, yeah.
All right.
Is that enough?
I think so.
That's a pretty good tradio.
I think that was. Well, I actually should say that KFSK is reducing the number of tradio that we're running. Don't worry, Joe. You have tenure. We'll bring you back. But starting in June, we'll be doing it once a week on Fridays.
Whoa, you don't know what that will do to me, Isaiah.
I know.
I conditioned myself for years now to get up on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to get up early on Friday, too. When I say early, that's like 7 o'clock.
Well, maybe. We'll figure out the whole thing. But but just to say, folks, that starting in June, it'll just be on Fridays. So.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Yeah.
People are going to have to store up now.
I think they will. I think
they will.
You
better get some more paper.
None of those doldrums, that you get in the middle of the winter.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Okay.
Well, anyway, Joe, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's been good. Enjoy Sept de Mai.
Yes.
Did I do that right?
I think you did. Now what's the bread and butter?
And I forgot that one already.
Okay, I won't make you.
Okay. I can't say it like Sally can say it. Anyhow.
No. All right. Well, folks, we're going to turn back to some music right after this message.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Alaska Commercial Electronics, moving forward as Island Refrigeration, to continue ACE's 35 years of marine electronics sales, installation, and service. Equipment and repairs at the ACE Building, 908 South Nordic Drive, 907-772-3893.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676.